More and more Londoners are relying on handouts of free food, according to a charity. Figures from the Trussell Trust suggest the numbers fed in London have more than doubled in a year. BBC London 94.9's Anna O'Neill has been looking at this for us. Now, you've got the figures there, Anna. How do they add up?
Well, if you look at the numbers for April 2010 to March 2011, 3,070 adults in London were given food from one of the food banks. 2,380 children, making a total of just over 6,000. 6,379 people were fed that year between April 2010 and March 2011. You come to the figures for this previous financial year, and you see that there were more than 8,000 adults fed. There were more than 6,000 children fed, bringing the total number to 14,569 people altogether fed by food banks in London, which is almost more than doubled.
I just wonder, though, has the profile of the types of people accessing this change? Might it not be the poorest of people? Might it be people who are seeing it as a way that they can themselves supplement what's coming in? Who's making use of this?
I don't think it's anybody supplementing what's already coming in. The people that are using food banks tend to be, or, you know, in nearly 100% of the cases, are people that do not have any food in the house, and they're given a special voucher either by their GP or their health visitor or by an agency. They can't just walk in off the street and say, I haven't got any food, so please give me some. They have to be known to the relevant authority, and they would have to vouch for the fact that that person needed food. Anyway, today I went down to a church hall in South Wimbledon. It was the Elim Pentecostal Church. They opened their food bank on October the 31st last year. Today they saw their 1,000th client come in. So 1,000 people have been through their doors. They've given away 7 tons of food, and they've got 65 people at the moment that are receiving food from the food bank on a sort of semi-regular basis. Marcus Bennett, he's the pastor there. He told me about who the people were who come.
Our first client had become head of a house at 19 with two little sisters to look after and was just bewildered. So we made sure there was food in the cupboard until her other support system had got benefits and things through. Today, half the guys come through were referred to us from one of the local council's alcohol recovery units. It's benefit changes. April, some of the benefit changes first started to appear, and we went from feeding 10 to 20 people a week to feed in 20 to 40 people a week.
Well, I asked him why, even given that there are changes to the benefit system that came in April, why so many people were still finding it really hard to manage.
The number of people that just have no reserve. So food banks help those that it's do we buy the kids a new school uniform or do we feed them? It's the benefits are paid in advance and wages are paid in arrears. So you get a job and what do you do for 4 weeks? We had a lady in the other week who her husband had come off incapacity benefit, which should be a good news story, but they had restarted her claim and said, we'll backdate it when it comes through. Well, how do you feed your 4 kids for 3 weeks until your new claim comes through? There's no reserve.
Well, Katie has been one of the people who's used the food bank in South Wimbledon very recently and has joined us now. Good evening to you, Katie.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate it. How did you come to be using the food bank then?
I suppose it's sort of another story about benefits, that my benefits got stopped for a little while and I had no resources, nowhere to go to get anything. So my only alternative was the food bank.
In terms of how you felt, is it something that you approach with some degree of trepidation, or did you think to yourself, oh, goodness, there is this thing there to help people like me?
Oh, no, it was embarrassment. That I'm a parent, single parent with 2 children. I should be able to at least feed my children. And going into somewhere like that to sort of say, hey, I'm an adult and I can't even feed my children, it is embarrassing.
I'm just wondering, how are you seeing this? Are you seeing this as well, this is the way it's going to be, or this is just some temporary measure?
Oh, it was a temporary measure for me. I've used it a couple of times.
What sorts of things did you get? I hope you don't mind me asking.
Oh, no. For instance, you get tins of fruit, tins of vegetables, meat, tea, coffee, biscuits for the children. It's a 3-day food parcel, which is a bit more than 3 days, but it's fantastic.
What's Christmas looking like?
Oh, it's looking up. It's very, very good.
Thank you so much for talking to us, and we wish you the very best of luck, Katie. Thank you.